Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Delaney Nelson. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, April 15th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. Voting for the Associated Student Government presidential election has officially begun. ASG Campus Life Committee Chair Jason Hagelmeyer is running for president alongside ASG Chief of Staff Donovan Cusick. College Republican Senator David Groh is running alongside sophomore Camila Vicens, who has no previous ASG experience. Ballots opened on Wildcat Connection on Thursday evening and will remain open until Saturday at 7 p.m. Evanston reported 197 new positive COVID-19 cases this week, a number more than twice as high as last week's 95 cases. According to the city, cases have been steadily increasing for the last 7 weeks. The Illinois Department of Public Health warned residents Thursday about rising cases across the state. The increase is part of a new surge in stealth Omicron subvariant cases across the Midwest. The variant makes up more than 80% of recent COVID cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As Illinois enters tornado season, communities around the state are already feeling the effects of strong winds and severe storms. Thousands of Chicago-area residents lost power and reported tree damage Thursday as a result of 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts. ComEd reported that more than 9,000 residents across the state lost power. That's all for today's Daily Cat. Tonight, we'll be broadcasting live from Lewis Hall. To listen to these stories, tune in to 89.3 FM at 6 p.m. Central or visit WNUR.org. Live from WNUR News, I'm Delaney Nelson. See you tonight.